You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Well, good evening, everyone. Happy almost Friday. I hope everyone is having a great week, and I hope everyone is doing well. And I am here, of course, to do a reading if anybody's interested. But while we're waiting, you know, I love talking about signs and symbols. And I have to tell you about the experience I had last week. Unfortunately, a friend of ours passed away last Tuesday. I can't even make this stuff up if I wanted to. I did not know she passed Tuesday morning. I was at a meeting and I was working all week. And I flew home from Chicago on Thursday. And I landed at Asheville Airport Thursday around 6 o'clock. And I was waiting for a lift to take me home. And I looked up at the sky and there was an initial L in the clouds. And I took a picture of it. The first thing that came to my mind was love, because L, love. But then all of a sudden I said, oh my goodness, Lisa. So as soon as I said Lisa, I got a message, a Facebook message from one of our mutual friends. And she messaged me and she said, I knew you were busy all week. I did not want to ruin your week, but I have to tell you, Lisa passed away Tuesday morning. And as she's messaging me, I'm calling her on FaceTime to show her this L in the sky. The L lasted until I got our friend on FaceTime. And as soon as she saw it, the L disappeared and just became a big sky. But it was a sign and it was a symbol from Lisa saying love, but Lisa, and hello, and letting us both know that she is okay. She's no longer in any pain and she's okay. And that wasn't the only sign I got. This is going to be even more crazy. Maybe I'm pushing it a little bit. But when I got to the airport in Chicago on Tuesday, they put me on floor number 18, which is my lucky number. At first, I have to say that. 18 has always been my lucky number. Lisa passed away Tuesday at 8:18 a.m., so that was another sign that she sent, because I wasn't supposed to be on floor 18. I was supposed to be on floor 20, and they changed it last minute. So I can't make this stuff up. You have to look and be open to signs and symbols from your departed loved ones. And with that, I'm going to say hello to Ashley. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am also doing well. How is it in Texas right now? Is it really hot?
I didn't really go outside today because it's so hot, so yes.
Okay. Hot and humid, right? What can I do for you today? How can I help?
I don't really know how. I'm currently unemployed. I've lost two of the most important women in my life to cancer recently. And I had a guy that I thought was the love of my life, and he just ghosted me out of nowhere, and he won't talk to me, and I don't know why.
I'm so sorry. So do you want me to do a psychic reading to see what I see?
Sure.
Okay. And you also said you lost two people that you love dearly.
Yeah, my best friend and my mother, like, figure. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Are you opposed to me bringing them through? Because I do feel like they're both here surrounding you. Would you mind if I bring them through, or would you rather have... Okay. Just want to make sure you're okay with that. They're both here. I know they're not related, and I know their passing was obviously unrelated because they're both ill. But I feel like your best... Excuse me. I apologize. I feel like your best friend is around you. Would you understand that the two of you were very, very close, but when she got really sick, she pushed you away a little bit?
Yeah.
Because she didn't want... I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing that she's telling you is she's very sorry she did that. She knows she shouldn't have, but she was trying to protect you. And I do feel like she is also trying to protect you now. And when I say that, I know the love of your life ghosted you and walked away. But what I'm hearing from your friend is that it's for the best right now, because this would be a gentleman, correct?
Yeah.
I'm getting that he has some things to work out, and it would drag you down if he stayed. But I'm also picking up from your friend that there will be a new beginning with him. It's not over. He just needs to get something straightened out. I'm not sure what problems he has. But I do feel like it's not a security problem. I feel like he has trouble loving himself and understanding that he's a good guy. And until he can figure out that he is a good guy and a good partner, he needs to figure that out so that he can make you happy. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So while I know you're heartbroken I don't even have the words except to say I'm sorry. I do feel like the mother figure in your life that passed away is also letting you know that he has to learn to stand on his own two feet. And I'm not saying he doesn't, but there's something. And when he learns to do that and to love himself, he will come back to you. But he will come back to you in such a way that it's going to surprise you. But in a good way, not a bad way. I don't have a time for when that will happen, but I will tell you he's grieving the loss of you just as much as you're grieving the loss of him. And you both are standing alone trying to figure things out. So give it a little bit of time. Don't block them. Just give it some time. Like, I just feel like you're going to run into each other at a coffee shop or something and just start laughing and talking all at the same time. As far as a job goes, not sure what you do for a living, but I do feel like there is an offer that will be made to you soon. I'm getting September is what I'm feeling, is the month of September. I don't feel like August is going to be slow, but September is only I can't believe it's only a few weeks from now. But I do feel like the money, you're going to get a good offer. And I am feeling around September. I see a lot of new beginnings around you. I don't know if someone's, if you feel like someone stabbed you in the back when you lost your job, but things happen for a reason. And I know you probably are tired of hearing someone say when one door closes, another one opens. But I really do feel like another door is opening and there's a reason for it. So don't worry so much about the people leaving your life. I mean, I'm very sorry about the two women that passed. You know they're around you and you know they're protecting you and you're and still taking care of you in their own way. But this gentleman hasn't walked away forever. He will be back, but also that new job is right around the corner. I don't know why I'm picking up on this, but would you understand? Are you applying for other jobs? Because I feel like there's something coming where you're going to be building your own team. Does that make any sense?
I'm going to, training for a dental assistant.
Okay.
Then maybe I'll be on a team. I don't know.
Okay, because I do feel like there's, or maybe you're going to be invited to work for a new team. I do feel like, again, I'm getting the offer will come in September is what I'm getting. And I am feeling like it will feel like a family to you right away. And you'll feel like you're very much involved. And I do feel like you will move forward there. Just feeling like you're part of a family, part of a team. You may even go to school to be a dentist. I'm not sure, but I feel like this is going to give you the motivation you need to feel a part of something, if that makes any sense. Again, I'm also getting, do you have a dog?
Yeah, she's laying right next to me.
Okay. I feel like this pup is a very, I don't know. I just feel like this pup, there's something with animal communication around you. So I don't know if you're learning to communicate with dogs or animals, but the infinity that you have to love is going to take you places that you haven't even explored yet.
That was really beautiful. Thank you.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but I do hope that that helped you. And I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much for the reading. It made my day.
Good. I'm glad. Your day will be made a lot more than just this, I promise you. Have a good night, and thanks for listening.
You too, thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. I hope everyone has a good night.